government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number two. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. Stanley Hilton is scheduled coming up later in the broadcast. Bob Dole, former chief of staff, the guy suing the government for involvement in 9/11, has all the evidence. We'll get into more of that. And he's joining us to take your phone calls for a full hour. We're going to air parts of this Skull and Bones piece from, that's right, good old BBC. I'm amazed by the fairness of this report. I want to commend them. This is amazing. Some new audio of some of the rituals that is coming up. And, of course, BBC couldn't play some of the rituals because of all the profanities, and we've got some of the rituals, too, and we can't play those. We've got that stuff out. But, Satan, devil, I'll kill you. We are Christian conservatives. So that's coming up. And let us run your lives. The terrorists will get you. So we'll, what do you hear this stuff? These are the people running your life, folks. So we'll go over that as well. All right, now let's go to the calls. Roy. Roy, where are you calling us from today?
From Michigan.
Welcome, sir.
In answer to the one thing, that the statement about fear that you had a few minutes ago, I know that the love of God and your neighbor is the only thing that will really get rid of it. But anyway...
Well, I just know that I fight. I'm not good at flight. And that's just my instinct, is to fight and not to have flight. And I know that when we act more like predators against the predators, when we bull up against them, they move on to easier targets.
Right. I'm just saying that the love of God and the
yes.
love of your neighbor is the thing that will cast
well,
out
Well, love
fear.
Of your family should be the number one engine in love of God to fight evil.
That's right.
And how can you give your family over to this system?
I understand. The reason that I called was last week, Rand Paul said that legislation that would require the national identification card was in the works, and it should be in place by the election.
Yes, there it's in bills.
And last night, Steve Quayle, he said that that it had already passed the House for the national identification
yes.
card.
Yes, the package is passed.
Okay, that's what I. Did you happen to know what the actual bill number is?
I did read it last week. We had Ron Paul on. I read it in the recommendations a month ago from the 9/11 Terrorist Commission, the Bin Laden Business Partner Commission, literally. And they recommended it, and basically the whole package of the of their recommendations is being passed through security bills. No, I don't have it in front of me. Sorry.
The light of the sand. Don't you think that's about time to start drawing it? Where they require you to go down?
Well, yeah, it is a line in stone, but here's the problem. Anything they're announcing they're about to do has already been done. I keep saying 42 states. That's three-year-old numbers. 48 states have a face scan or a thumb scan and are federally standardized, and the other two are about to do it, so we already have a national ID card. Then they go, we could use a driver's license as a federally standardized system. Well, just the new law is you'll have to carry it and have to have it. The Supreme Court's already ruled. So everything's already lined up before they announce it. So it's already here.
Not everybody drives a car.
But you got to have your ID to have a bank account or a mortgage or anything. The
not
ID card is a federally standardized, state-issued form of identification.
Not everybody has a bank account or has anything.
And under the Patriot Act, when you deal in over $3,000 a year off the radar, that is an act of terrorism.
Well, of course, just the fact is, just being in America, you are a terrorist.
According to Section 802, we are all terrorists.
That's right.
We are all terrorists.
Okay, but I did appreciate your answer to my question. That's what I had was, did it actually pass the House yesterday?
And yes.
You say yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you an awful lot, Alex.
Yes, that's in the stack of news. That's how bad things have gotten. We don't even cover it when it's happened. Of course, they did. Their assault weapons ban expired yesterday. That's some good news we can give you. We'll be back with more of your calls as we defend liberty and resist tyranny. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a big fat war on for your mind. We're continuing with your phone calls. Let's talk to Dan in Mass. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Just moved to Boston 3 days ago, the land of the cage, inside the cage, with the machine guns pointed at them for the protesters.
And the Homeland Security cameras they put up for that.
Oh, is that right?
They're
yeah,
going
I just
to
got
stay.
Here, so I've never been here before. It's pretty sad, though, to see a city that has so much history involving the independence of the country turning its back on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's one really sad thing. Just watching the news here, it is like that. My second point I wanted to make was that the number of patriots in this country is much larger than most of the listeners probably even know. I have a good source for this. He said that before 9/11, there was about 80 million strong. And after 9/11, all the people like me, my friends that I've now woken up in other parts of the country, our numbers are now over 100 million in this country. So I just want people to know that. They're not alone. Don't let the neocons make you think you're alone. Just because your immediate friends and family are brainwashed by the neocons doesn't mean there's not 10 more people that are on our side out there that you just don't know yet. So I just want you to know that, and it is sad that my parents are totally brainwashed by the neocons. I've talked to them about it. I mean, they're actually for the microchip, for the checkpoints. It's disgusting.
Oh, your parents really say we should all take chips?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Well, when you talk to them, describe what that's like.
I know, and I
mean, what do they say? I mean, I want it play by play.
Yeah, well, if you don't, if you're not doing anything wrong, well, then you should have nothing to worry about.
Exactly.
It's thick, but I'm gonna change them yet. I know I'll be able to free them. You know, at some point, I don't know what it's gonna take, but.
Maybe, well, your parents are probably educated and trick themselves. They're so afraid subconsciously that they can't handle the horror consciously.
That's
so
right.
So they engage in doublethink.
Yep, it's doublethink. That's exactly what it is, and I see it everywhere nowadays. The doublethink is rampant right now in the media. The neocons are using it like it's going out of style. I mean, it's just like 1984. It's so unreal just to see it actually happening. I don't know what else to say about it, but doublethink, yeah, I mean, it's real. I mean, you'll actually see them contradicting themselves in one sentence. They'll say one thing, like Arnold Schwarzenegger will say, "I love freedom," and this and that, and like you said, right outside the gate is this exact thing that's going on is what he's talking about, and all this stuff's being set up, and he won't...
When I was a child growing up in Soviet-occupied Austria, my father and uncle owned a car, and they would be afraid to... And look them in the eyes, and you can disappear.
I know. Not
in America, though. Not
and that's
there.
Exactly what the Patriot Act is. So,
well, I was outside watching it happen.
Right. And, I mean, you know, his speech would have been great if any of it was true. I don't think anything in his speech is how America
Humphreys
is today.
And Nixon never debated. It was just all lies. Thanks for the call. Great point.
Thanks.
Let me explain this phenomenon since he just brought it up. It was a good point he brought up. It's an illusion. 92% in major polls believe the government killed Kennedy. Half of New Yorkers believe the government was behind 9/11. 66% believe they let it happen and had prior knowledge and want a real investigation. Well, that's the numbers I've gotten all over the country. When I'm able to talk to a crowd, I'm able to convert upwards of 90% or even higher. But if you watch the nightly news, you feel like you're alone and you're a kook. That is the illusion, making you feel like you're alone, making you feel like you're the only person that thinks this way. And that's why they hate our alternative media. That's why they're moving to shut down the net with Internet 2, forcing you onto that control net where you can't even have a website. That's why they're getting ready to destroy the Internet, as they said they'll do. Now it's in Forbes magazine. They're panicking, folks. 38 to 45% of people have left TV altogether. First, they left TV news and TV cable. Now they're leaving television altogether. So you've got this massive gulf of brain-dead people, or those who've lied to themselves, who'll buy anything, versus us, who are now awake and realizing just how deep the rabbit hole goes. We're at a crossroads in human history. But that illusion is so important, how they trick us to feel like we're alone and we're weird and we're bad. No, we're not bad. We know human history. We've studied what's happened. We have the official government documents. We have courage. We're standing up against a threat. We're doing the right thing. We're in the right place in history. We're on the side of the good guys. We wear the white hats. We're not ashamed of who we are. We're going to tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. All right, let's talk to Paul in Delaware. Paul, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I just wanted to... talk about what's happening here in Delaware. It was last Thursday, they had a friend of mine came by and talked about, as he was going by, that there was 30 or 40 cop cars, and I was like, you know, I didn't think anything of it. Then I heard from my fiance that her mother had told her brother where he was, because they were going around and getting people for traffic violations, or if you owed $1,000 like he did. And so, you know, they just had 30 or 40 cops, and they were all over the neighborhood. And they actually came in my mother-in-law's door and searched her house and all this. Well, of course, she let them in because she's one of these double-think people. And anyway...
Well, let me stop you. In Austin, in Dallas, I see these newscasts. Coming up next week, it's Roundup. We'll have some mean guy's voice on the radio. It's Roundup. Do you owe money for traffic tickets? Do you owe money for what you've done? Well, we're coming to round you up. Better pay. And so this is getting us used to, it's all over the country, roundups. So when the real roundups come, oh, it's just another roundup. They even call it roundups.
So when you get when you see your neighbor being carted off, you'll think he owed a $35 fine or something.
That's right. Roundups.
But
roundups. There's a roundup coming.
And as far as the double think goes, I mean, it is rampant. I was watching C-SPAN the other day. And they were talking about how they want to set up this new intelligence czar.
Domestically, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that they're saying for the consumers and producers of intelligence. So I just thought, you know, that was interesting. And I wanted to put out there that I have a couple of DVRs and I have a lot of VCRs because I make plenty of copy of your tapes and I've woken up a lot of people throughout the years. And I just want to let you know I have DVRs, and if you ever need something pre-recorded, if you need to get some stuff off of C-SPAN or whatever, I record C-SPAN every day. And also, I would encourage your listeners to do the same thing. And I will say that your DVRs and other things, they do watch you, because I know that for a fact. If you turn your DVR off, it forgets everything, but somehow through a satellite or something, it'll remember to record that show. So the stuff does watch you, but I
think it's got a chip in it.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing, though. At least they know that this is another person that's awake, and understand I'm really awake, so I just wanted to leave you with that.
Well, sir, a chip can have a memory even if you turn it off. I don't think your DVR is hooked to a satellite.
Well, Mr. Corden, if you...
Let me stop you. You mean your digital recording system?
Yeah.
Well, if that's hooked to your cable and your TiVo system, they admit, this has been in the Chicago Tribune, that it is watching what you watch and tracking it. They got caught doing this when they go, a record replay was Janet Jackson showing her breast a record amount. And they said, well, how'd you do that? Well, we track people, so that is true. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, the first thing I want to tell you is 2 weeks ago, or no, it was last week in the local news here in Chicago, they had a big article about Mayor Daley having signed a bill allowing, I think it's $4 million in cameras to be set up all over downtown Chicago. So they
just put in $1.2 billion in New York, and now it's, quote, to fight terror and crime. Crime, crime, crime.
Right, terror and crime, and there's cameras all over. But one thing that gets me, and I tried calling the local station. My brother stayed here, and he had a sports station on this morning, a local talk show sports station, and they do the news every half hour. And I just heard the tip of it. I want to know if you heard anything about this, Alex. I called the news, the station, and they said, well, we don't know where the source came from. The lady that does the news, she's only on until 10 o'clock, whatever. They said something about some large government ran a company. They state that by the year 2020, this was on the radio this morning, something about they're going to go bankrupt and people's pension, the people aren't going to be able to receive their pensions. Now, we already know what Greenspan said about the Social Security, but what about
that's
this?
Why they're setting up the police state, because they're going to loot everybody's pensions, public and private.
That's
and when you try to riot, just like Argentina, they're going to have nice men out there to deal with you.
So, Alex, I mean, basically, I'm 38 years old. And
so
I'm,
they've already changed the rules where they can legally just take your pension.
Oh, I know. But so, I mean, legally, I'm 38. I don't foresee even myself getting Social Security, Alex.
You're going to get nothing, and you're going to like it, and you're going to be competing against, you think 30 million illegals is bad? It'll be 60 million in another 10 years.
Oh, I know, Alex. It's disgusting. It makes me absolutely
but
sick.
But when you try to go out and protest, you're a terrorist, and you'll have to be beat down, and you can't vote them out because they put CIA voting machines in. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Fred in Texas. Fred, you're on the air. Go ahead, Fred.
All right. This is a good one. Talking about why there wasn't the strike on the nuclear power plant by New York.
Why LCIA didn't attack that?
Right, and why no biologicals will be released.
I agree. They'll do a chemical weapon and claim it's bio.
And it's because the New World Order masters don't want to ruin their little jewel of America. They can't guarantee that they're not going to catch some of the fallout. They won't catch some of the biological. And if something happens, let's just say they'll manufacture an event and say, that happened, close down communications to cities, and no one will be able to tell anybody.
A lot of disinfo was put out on the net. We got to shut it down.
You know, so people will be able to call each other and say, hey, it's not real. There's really not an event that's happened here. They're just staging it. So that news won't be able to get out. I want to hold through the break, have something else great, and I'll be right on off.
Okay, my friend. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and now PrisonPlanet.tv. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, and I'm Alex Jones.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
All right, let's go back to Fred.
And it burns, burns.
Finish up what you were saying, Fred, then I'm going to get into this Skull and Bones piece we're going to analyze from the BBC. And we'll get to Maggie and Matthew and Malta and many others. But go ahead and finish up, Fred.
Hey, this is something so important that I've been meaning to call and announce to the Patriot community for some time. The Hegelian dialectic is alive and well in Scripture. Now, God knows that I can't trust the words that men have written or speak. And there's a lot of truth in the Bible. But we know that God changes its mind, apparently, sometimes. Old Testament requires blood sacrifice, go kill the Philistines, men, women, and children. Then later, it's not that. It's love everyone. So, here in the Patriot community, two red herrings are gay marriage, the whole gay issue, and I doubt that the creator of the universe really cares about grown people doing whatever with other grown people.
Okay, listen, I got to go. I appreciate your call, and I'll comment on what you just had to say later. But I'm not going to have time to play this and then get to the calls if I don't go to it now. I meant to go to it at the start of this segment. This is the Skull and Bones piece from the BBC last week. Very fair. We're going to play it for the interest of analyzing in here. A lot of stuff that we've talked about years ago, now openly admitted in this piece. Let's go ahead and start it. We'll continue it and finish it in the next segment. Here it is.
Skull and Bones has been called the most powerful and elite club in the world. Two of the last three American presidents have been members, and it doesn't matter who wins this year's American election, as we already know, it'll be a Skull and Bones White House. Both George Bush and John Kerry are Bonesmen. Never heard of it? Well, Skull and Bones like to keep it that way. After new members go through an occult initiation ceremony, they swear to a strict code of secrecy that forbids them from ever speaking about what goes on inside the club. Like to join? Well, you have to be invited. And the only people each year who receive the invitation are 15 students from America's most aristocratic university, Yale. In this program, we'll be exploring this strange society and trying to answer the key question. How does one tiny club provide both presidential candidates? Is it coincidence, conspiracy, or something else altogether?
Say John Kerry wins this presidential election, that will mean that three of the last four American presidents come from this one small secret society.
There are nearly 10 members of the administration whom George W. Bush appointed who are members of Skull and Bones.
Does it still exist? I mean, the thing is so secret, I'm not even sure it still exists.
You can't tell me that these 10 men happen to be the most qualified men for the job.
He talked about all sorts of difficult things. He talked about being indicted for conspiracy. He talked about two divorces. He even talked about his time in the CIA. And he would not talk about Skull and Bones.
When I see it, is it fairly obvious that...
It's fairly obvious that it's a strange building.
My search for the secrets of Skull and Bones begins on a wet spring afternoon on the Yale campus. My guide is Peggy Adler, a tenacious researcher who helped investigate the Iran-Contra scandal in the 1980s and has been probing into Skull and Bones for almost 20 years. We're on the way to Skull and Bones headquarters, the intriguingly named tomb on one of Yale's main thoroughfares.
Is this
on the left?
That's right. I can see why it's called the tomb.
That's called the tomb.
I mean, it seems very appropriate weather that we're in the middle of this storm. There's, you know, thunder every now and then. Looking at this building, which does look, it's quite an imposing, quite dark-looking building, really, isn't it?
Right in the middle of the campus.
Should we take a closer look?
You can if you want.
Yeah.
I'll stay here.
Why don't you want to come up?
I just feel that since I live locally and continue to be cited in articles by name, that I'll just stay on the side of the street.
You don't want to come up and knock on the door?
Oh, please. No.
Wish me luck.
Good luck.
It's Sunday, when the 15 members of Skull and Bones normally meet, and it's their last chance before the university breaks up for the summer. We waited for the chance to see the Bonesmen and ask them what actually goes on inside. And there was an added attraction. A top Bonesman was in town, none other than George W. Bush.
All right, we'll hit pause there. When we come back, we'll talk about George W. Bush in town, and we will continue with this piece, and we'll analyze it. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912.